Pro-life groups, real losers of Wisconsin's Supreme Court race are innocent preborn babies. By Katherine Hamilton on April 4, 2023. Democrat Janet Protasiewicz secured a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court over Republican Daniel Kelly on Tuesday night. But the pro-life group Students for Life Action said the real losers are the innocent preborn babies who will face a death penalty. Janet Protasiewicz, a judge who has been soft on crime and vocal on her bias for abortion, will take the seat on the state Supreme Court bench at the pleasure of corporate abortionists far and wide. The real loser tonight isn't Kelly, but rather innocent preborn babies who will face a death penalty as Protasiewicz looks to undo years of pro-life laws, the group said in an emailed statement. Protasiewicz notably leaned into her left-wing worldview while campaigning, decrying the state's election maps as rigged and accusing the U.S. Supreme Court of incorrectly deciding the Dobbs decision. Her victory means she will likely get to weigh in on a challenge to the state's 1849 abortion ban, which went into effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. "I can tell you with certainty that if I'm elected on April 4th, I am sure we will be looking. At that 1849 law," Protasiewicz said at a campaign stop in March, adding that she believes in a woman's right to choose. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin notably transferred millions of dollars to Protasiewicz's campaign after receiving millions in donations from out-of-state billionaires like George Soros and J.B. Pritzker. She was also endorsed by Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups. The race ended up being the most expensive state judicial race in American history, topping at least $42 million, nearly triple the previous national record for a court race, according to the Associated Press. Millions of dollars cannot stop the pro-life generation from fighting for the safety of future Wisconsinites. And while tonight's outcome is certainly a setback, it's the beginning of our fight, SFL Action President Kristen Hawkins said in an emailed statement. "With the fall of Roe, we knew we would be up against an infinite cash supply of abortion blood money. But our resources and desire to protect the preborn has only grown stronger. Tonight's outcome doesn't seal the fate of all future Wisconsinites. And we will be back to ensure pro-life champions take leadership in the state," Hawkins continued. Hawkins endorsed former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Kelly in the race, calling him the obvious choice. "Life-saving laws are under attack by the abortion lobby in a post-Roe America," she added. "Our top priority is enacting pro-life legislation and preserving laws already on the books. The same laws that some who profit off the business of killing children seek to erase for political expedience." Women Speak Up PAC, a partner of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, also released a statement, calling the results of the race disappointing. Janet Protasiewicz's coffers were filled by pro-abortion advocates, allowing her to dominate the airwaves and fuel her campaign of deception and fear, State Public Affairs Director Kelsey Pritchard said in an emailed statement. "The goal of the left is clear: strike down Wisconsin's pro-life limits and impose court-ordered abortion on demand without limit. Like the rest of America, Wisconsin voters support reasonable limits on abortion. The far left does not." Pritchard said it is clear that abortion is a top issue and it isn't going away. "That's why it's imperative that pro-life candidates are clear about where they stand on what limits they support and contrast those limits with the extremism of the other side," she continued. "This is how Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, Brian Kemp, and many others who achieved victory in the 2022 midterm elections won. The issue of abortion is not going away. But Republican candidates who ignore the issue will if they don't speak directly to Americans with clarity and drive a contrast. Allowing their Democratic opponents and the radical pro-abortion lobby to control the narrative will never win them elections," she concluded.